quite welcome members. Adam plugging in here on Wednesday night, the 29th of June 2022, for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. Hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you are, in these very strange times as we move forward here. Hope you guys are being able to get on the website and plug in and have a look. I've had a sinus infection or something this week. It's been really tough. Just completely, I can't breathe. It's been horrible. I've been mostly okay, sort of like a little bit of a cold sort of symptoms, but still been moving around and everything. But the last couple of nights I've just been blocked. It's been really uncomfortable, but tonight okay. And I'm supposed to be on with John Hamer tonight, Wednesday the 29th of June, but he's not there. And so maybe he meant July. So I'm bananas. I'll just check in with him anyway. But I thought I was on with John tonight. And so I was sitting here waiting, and John's nowhere to be seen. And I would say that's probably my fault. So that's okay. Maybe he met next month. Ah, boy. And I've been so blocked in my sinus, just so intensely, I just can't think straight, you know? I've been all over the shop. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I know a couple of other people who said their sinuses were blocked. I felt like it was burning all down in my throat. I really feel like I was exposed to some kind of chemical, something, and it just makes me think that it's something maybe in the air. I don't know. It's definitely something around. You know, that's what I always think about, because I don't have any flu virus, right? There's nothing wrong with me. I feel like normal, like I always do, but I just feel like I'm exposed to something really weird there. And really today, you know, like around here, around Sydney coastal area, there's no blue sky. Like, I know there's a lot of rain coming again, but it's just this kind of whitish sort of film over the sky. And the last few days that there's been these weird lines and crafts again. I don't really know if it's that. How can you... What do you do in this kind of system? I was just talking to Dawn Lester on our messenger, you know, tonight. And we were discussing this subject. It's very hard, because we're talking about people who go and get those jabs. Yeah, you know, like if you get one of those COVID shots and you have like a bad reaction, pretty much, you know, or you die, you pretty much, and those around you, your loved ones and relatives, you know that it's that jab, you know. But still, even then, the medical system are going to deny it, and the doctors are going to try and find some excuse for it. So, you know what I mean? But what if people have those COVID jabs and then they're fine for months or even years, and then they start to get ill or whatever? How are you ever gonna tie it back to that shot that you had all those months or years ago and prove absolutely outright that it was that shot? And most people won't do that anyway. It's just smoke and mirrors after that. And that's what we were talking about, having a bit of a discussion there, that, you know, if you, the first rule of Fight Club is don't get the jabs. That's the first rule. If you've seen that movie, they don't say that. I'm just putting that in. But, you know, the first rule of Fight Club, if you want to look at it like that, is don't get the fucking jabs. Because then if something happens to you or you're not well later on, then you know that you didn't get those jabs, so you can take that off the table, and that makes that easier to work out how you can fix this situation, you know? But if you get those COVID-19 jabs, you start getting all sorts of things wrong with you, then how are you really going to be able to prove that it was those jabs in the future, especially? Because a lot of people around me have had those jabs and even boosters, and they're still fine months and months later. And you don't know what's going to happen to them later in the future, in the years to come. And for them, if they do get sick and end up in the hospital system or whatever, they won't know why. And there's no way they'll be able to, they won't even think of those jabs they had. So most of them anyway. A lot of people know because they were coerced into getting those jabs. And since they've had those jabs, they're not feeling well and they just can't get back to their normal health. And so they know that since they had those jabs, they have not felt the same. So they know that there's something wrong since having them, but you still can't prove it. Can you? You know, at the end of the day, I don't know what these fucking maniacs are doing to any, to all of us. I don't know. But you know, it's such a crazy issue when you look at it like that. Because that's what we're talking about with Dawn, you know. If you look at people getting those COVID-19 jabs and then in the months or years to come they're not well, they could have all sorts of other different types of medical conditions as well, and it could be related to that. Interesting, I was watching a video that went up from Dale H on the Telegram channel, and he's traveling around, and he said that he knew a friend who had heart-related issues and ended up with the emergency, you know. And when the emergency when they went to the hospital, the guy asked, according to this information, flat out a few questions about the issues. And one of the top questions was, have you had a COVID-19 vaccine? Now, this is really interesting. Very, very interesting, because if paramedics are being called out to situations where people are having heart-related issues of any type, and one of the top questions, one or two questions, are, have you had a COVID-19 vaccine, because those vaccines cause the same symptoms, then that means that the paramedics in the and the medical system, and obviously the nurses and doctors, know that these COVID-19 injections are causing these types of illnesses among people with their hearts. So that was a really interesting video. And he doesn't mince words. He doesn't make stuff up, Dale. He does great videos. And that's what he said. And I believe it. And so this is a very interesting turn of events. When paramedics are fucking turning up to calls out where people are holding their chest and have heart palpitations or whatever it is related to the heart, and they're turning up and saying, did you have a COVID-19 injection? I mean, what does that make you think? But this is the whole smoke and mirrors and deep rabbit hole that's been created here. As millions and billions, possibly, of people get these injections, who the fuck knows? In the months and years to come. And how can you ever prove that it was those jabs? You never will be able to, and they're denying everything. So this is the only thing, is that you must not get those shots. You must not get those shots. Don't get the jabs. For people who got those jabs, I don't know what to say. I was talking to Dawn about it, and obviously she said, you know, a lot of people had one or whatever, and then they absolutely said, I'm never having another one again. That's really good. And then now you need to work on ways to get that shit out of your body, if that's possible. But as long as you've come to that conclusion that you're not going to touch this stuff again, you know. But it's this is just one of the conversations I was having today, just on the chat there. Also, I pretty much lost my voice this week as well, so it's been a bit tough, folks. I apologize for that. I haven't been on doing the Night Watch podcast. And so I'll work out with what happened there with John, because that was a strange one. And I'm definitely booked in with author, researcher Scott Howard for Friday this week, so look out for that on the website as well. Anyway, lots of stuff going on, man. It's really and it's really hard when your hands are tied behind your back in the week, and I wanted to get on here and go over so much, and now I've lost a lot of it, and I couldn't. And and I know a lot of the guests that I have on feel the same way, you know, because they're just, it's just nonstop. And for the members, get into the Kraz Files members area. There's a great chat room in there with some fantastic members who are constantly posting really important information that you, it's just, you know, like if you're busy in the day, it's fantastic because they're putting up this research and videos and links, and you'll be able to share that and get onto it. And you can also get over onto the Kraz Files chat in the Telegram. And I keep that because it's been a wonderful area. And a lot of folks are members and followers of what I'm doing here. And it's an open space for them to put up whatever the hell they want. And I'm usually on there in the mornings just to check out what's going on. And sometimes in the day if I can, and sometimes I don't get on there, but it's really active, and there's tons of great information going up there to look at, read, share, and get the information out. We're in critical times, indeed, and there's just so much happening, and just 1 week, you know, 1 week with, you know, having this thing, and you know, as I said, with your hands tied behind your back, and I can't get on and go over things, it's very frustrating, you know. And having this type of sinus infection is painful, and you know, you can't breathe, and I'm snoring at night. It's been really, really hard. And I've got some oil burners, you know, with essential oils, and also some eucalyptus, you know, like spray, and some mineral salts for the nasal, and just to help that. So I probably sound a bit blocked today, but feeling better anyway. And as we try to piece everything together, it's just crazy. So, you know, I saved a bunch of articles in the week up here anyway, and look, you know, it's just interesting to sort of come up and chat about what they are, and have a look at things and offer my opinion. That's what these podcasts are about. You know, like I started this many, many years ago as a podcaster, because that's what I feel like I wanted to do. And that I enjoy doing, and it's kind of merged into all of this, you know. And having members or some members is really great, because it just helps to keep the website up and running, you know, and have that that support there. Otherwise, I couldn't do that. So you guys are just the best. And I definitely would say, looking at everything, there's going to be some great people to reach out to this year and start chatting with. A lot just don't get back to you, or it's too difficult, but there's going to be some interesting conversations coming up, that's for sure. And as we move forward here, indeed. And also, on top of everything, there's just so much to look at and discuss, and so that's why I pop on and do the Night Watch podcast for the Kraz Files members. And I guess the most pulverizing and you know, the biggest issue for this week has been the abortion issue in the United States. Wow, this is a big one, isn't it, folks? I have to have a little bit of brandy here. Actually, I felt like the other night I might wake up with this terrible flu or something, and I had a couple of belts of my Australian brandy here, and I'm already feeling better. And, yeah, really pulverizing issue, isn't it, the abortion? I know, have so many ladies out there who listen to the show and who are members. Love you guys, and I'd love to know what you guys think about this, of course. And you know, it's just, the thing is about this abortion ruling, the Roe versus Wade, and there's just an article anyway here to go through the basics, but and then I'll break down a couple of things here. But abortion banned in multiple U.S. states just hours after Roe and Wade overturned. So we had multiple U.S. states, even just a few hours after this was overturned, banning it. So the fastest one, and this is from The Guardian, was Utah, among first states to outlaw almost all abortions, while Mayor of Washington, D.C. declared it pro-choice city. So abortion was already illegal in multiple U.S. states on Saturday, with banned, this is last weekend, introduced within hours of Roe versus Wade being overturned as cities erupted in protests and at the landmark ruling. So it came after the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday abolished the constitutional right to abortion, more than 50 years after it was established, leaving individual states to decide. It is ultimately expected to lead to abortion bans in about half of the states. So according to a website affiliated with Planned Parenthood, the U.S. sexual health care organization, give me a break, it remains legal to travel out of state to get an abortion. So and in many countries where abortion is also illegal, many people still do it, for other methods as well. Among the first states to outlaw almost all abortions was Utah, where after the ruling, its abortion ban had already come into effect on Friday night. So bang, Utah's Republican State Senator Daniel McKay, who sponsored the state's trigger law, said it would be wrong for Utah women to seek abortions in neighboring states, but he had no immediate plans to stop them from doing that. So Ohio's ban on most abortions at the first detectable fetal heartbeat, known as the Heartbeat Bill, also came into effect. So the 2019 law has been on hold for nearly 3 years, but after the Supreme Court's announcement on Friday, a federal judge agreed to remove a federal court injunction, blocking it hours later. So Alabama, quickly, these are all the heartland states, you know. Alabama quickly stopped abortions as its 2019 state abortion ban took effect, making it a crime to perform an abortion at any state of pregnancy, including for rape and incest victims. I'll talk about this in a minute. So the only exception is for sake of the mother's health. So soon after the announcement, Arkansas health department told the states, I'd love to know what our American listeners think about this as well. Send me an email or comment on the podcast link. Send me any links or let us know what you're thinking to abortion providers that abortions were now banned under a law banning all abortions except to protect the mother's life in a medical emergency. So facilities were advised that performing an abortion is now a violation of the law, punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $100,000. And just keep in mind, folks, I'm just going through this because this is what's apparently happened, and it's just to bring people up to speed. Everyone's sort of going off about this, but I just wanted to go through the bullet points of what's going on in the United States. So West Virginia's only abortion clinic stopped performing abortions on Friday. The state has a law that criminalizes providing abortions, carrying a 3 to 10 year prison sentence, but it is unclear how it will proceed on enforcement after the Supreme Court ruling. Roe has never been enough, but in states like West Virginia, it was the only thing protecting abortion access, says Kate Quinones, the executive director of Women's Health Center of West Virginia. Now, she said, people from the state seeking abortions would be forced to travel hundreds or thousands of miles to do so, and marginalized communities would be worst affected. In Missouri, the Attorney General Eric Schmidt said he was acting immediately to enforce a state law banning abortion, except in cases of medical emergency. It follows a 2019 law that included a trigger provision bringing into effect after Roe v. Wade was overturned. So in some states, including Arizona and Texas, abortion clinics temporarily stopped providing abortions while they assess the illegality of continuing. Multiple states failed to protect the right to abortion. Washington, D.C. Was one of those. Of course, California, Washington and Oregon have all vowed to protect those rights. And it goes on and on there. In North Carolina, its Democratic Governor Roy Cooper also vowed to protect abortion rights. In New Mexico, where abortion is readily available, the top Republican prosecutor, a Democratic nominee for Attorney General Paul Torres, urged politicians to take more action to protect women's access to abortions, including those in other states. They're going to have to travel to other states. That's not going to be a good thing for heavily pregnant women. Is it? Not indeed. Sorry there, folks. Just going through the US news. I've had to create two podcasts for tonight, and I'll put them together. Just spoke with John Hamer, and he hasn't been too well. And so he woke up a bit late, and he's feeling under the weather. And so we've organized a podcast for next Wednesday. So all good. And so I'll just continue forward here tonight. Anyway, I was just reading through all this stuff that's going on in the US with the abortion laws. And you know what? It'd be good to get people's opinions, because, you know, that's the most important thing. And but, you know, I just think, why now? You know, like, after this whole COVID-19 thing in the last 2 years, you know, and what I've been saying, nothing existed, did it? There wasn't even, where did the annual flu virus go? It completely fucking disappeared. There wasn't anything. There was no other health conditions whatsoever on planet Earth. It was just all lockdowns and get a jab in your arm and COVID-19 over the last 2 years. That's all we fucking heard. That's it. There was nothing else. Nothing else has been happening. There weren't any shootings. You know, there weren't any of these staged events. There weren't any wars with Russia and Ukraine or anything going on. Nothing. There was no abortion laws being changed. There was none of this happening. It was just COVID, COVID, COVID. Come on, tell me that I'm wrong. You know? It was a fucking relentless sledgehammer of COVID-19 propaganda and jab propaganda. Come on. It's the truth. That's all we fucking heard, you know? And now all this is happening. Now, why? Why did they decide to change the US abortion laws? I mean, think about it. This is the most pulverizing issue in the United States. This is a massive trigger event. One of the biggest. It is a massive, massive issue. This is one of those things that just divide and conquer type stuff, you know what I mean? And I've just had this experience recently with a friend. You know, people are just going, have you seen these videos of these people going crazy over this? I've posted them, you know? There's these people screaming like demons, you know? And, you know, possibly because the food source has been taken away. I don't know. It's just bloody creepy. There was a video that got put up. I don't know if I have it here, where a guy does some videos on this and the weird way that these people are speaking. There's a guy. It's the humans held hostage by the New World Order, and there's a guy here at a a rally. You know, they're doing all these rallies in America because they're pissed off about these laws. And have a listen to these guys, the way that they talk. I don't know if this is real or not. I'm just playing it. I have no idea, but it's just weird the way these people speak like demons.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you? You love that. What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies? You love killing babies?
Yeah, I fucking love killing babies.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you?
I hope and pray that you...
What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies?
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
That's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
My friends, I pray, sir, you gotta repent, sir.
The country has been taken over by demons. Notice how this voice travels from person to person. It's like they're avatars.
I pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
That's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
My friends.
They're like avatars, host for the dark side. And they're everywhere, working like a hive. Watching you, attacking you in ways you can't even imagine. And your only real defense is the power that's been bestowed upon each and every one of you by Jesus, as it's stipulated in the New Testament. We're going to get into that, but these demons are everywhere. You've seen them for yourselves. There's no mistaking the encounter. These people look demonic. They have these facial features, these mannerisms that are just creepy, to say the least. Sometimes they look normal, and sometimes they don't. And the more awake you are to what's going on, the more you'll see these demons for what they are. Bringing them out into the open, exposing them, is part of the spiritual warfare. They don't want to be discovered. They don't want to be disclosed. Every army uses camouflage, and the dark side is no different. You can usually tell them by their fruits. You can tell them by their language. You can also tell them by their facial features. Many of these people that have been demonically possessed have what looks like devil horns on their foreheads. Not sure if we're going to find that footage right now because the video guy is on vacation. But we've shown this numerous times, and when this eventually appears, we'll talk about it. But these people act demonic because there's something dark inside them.
You like killing babies? You love killing babies?
Yeah, I fucking love killing babies.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you? You love that. What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies?
Oh, the video guy is just fired.
I love killing babies.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you? You love.
Now, we've been talking about this spiritual war against the kingdom of darkness, and it's not just in people. These demons are in fact people that have been disembodied, people without bodies. Some of them are from this world, some of them are from another world, another species, another civilization. But they attach themselves not only to people, but to clouds. Many people have seen the faces in the clouds. And essentially what you're looking at is something more than just a coincidence. When you can see the emotion, when you can see the eyes, the nose, the mouth looking at you, it's not a coincidence. But these demons are essentially embedded in the very fabric of space and time. Not only will you find it in the clouds, you'll find it in the trees, in the bushes, in the marble, in the stone, and sometimes they come out into the third dimension. Sometimes you will actually see these forms in real life. Most people can't handle that, and most people will never witness that because they're still at the basement level when it comes to what's going on out there.
That video goes on, but people get angry when I post those videos. They don't like it. Some people don't like those types of videos, but man, you know, come on. There's a darkness here. It's all around us. And something like this it's going to, I don't know. It's going to create so much division and everything, but you know, maybe that's what's needed. I don't know. It's really hard, you know. I'm here in Australia. I don't want to kind of put my foot in it. But people are so you know, crazed about this issue. I had a friend the other day. This is a friend that I keep the relationship going. I've known him a long time, and I don't want to lose the friendship, but I'm like a punching bag, you know. It's really tough. It's kind of one of the last people that I can kind of see a bit, and it's really hard now. And he's all for the abortions and everything, and he sent me a text. You know, saying that this is a terrible decision and everything, and I just put my opinions down, and it really didn't end well. And it's really hard to, you know, it is a tough one, isn't it? Me personally, how do you get around this abortion thing? Because, you know, when my wife got pregnant, it was the most amazing thing ever. When when we first got pregnant, going back through the years, she had a miscarriage. And it was quite early. But I was just getting ready to tell the family and everyone, and she got pains in the stomach, and it was really sad, you know. It was really sad, but that's, something's wrong there, and Mother Nature and the human body, it's just, that's what's happened. And then a couple of years after that, bang, and it was perfect. And we have this beautiful little human being, I never ever would have ever thought about abortion, you know what I mean? And keep in mind, I'm just covering all the angles here tonight of what people may think, and you know, and what my friend was saying and everything, and people were saying, why do you have friends like that, Adam? It's complicated, you know, friends since you were a teenager, you know? And, but you know, I never ever would have, abortion's just not on my menu. It's not on my list. It's not something I ever even would ever contemplate in my life. I mean, but you know, I guess some people they do, and there's all sorts of different circumstances. It's just that I go back to my point, why now? Why have they done this now when they could have done it before? Why did they do this now when it's such an explosive thing? You know, well, obviously, it's going to make a lot of people very happy and a lot of people very pissed and a lot of people in between, and there's a lot in this. But at the end of the day, it's all a distraction. You know? When you look at it like that, it is. It's all a distraction away from what was just done to us over the last 2 years. These entities, these parasitic entities, are masters at control and distraction. Well, we just heard in that video, you know, these entities, these devils are all around us. I think people are possessed. Maybe they themselves don't know it, although their friends around them, maybe they see glimpses of it, but they're not sure either, but they are. And I think people within the medical system, Janice Barcello wrote a book on this, on how evil the medical system is. It's ritual sacrifice. and within these medical systems, how many people are dying in hospitals? If you look at modern hospitals and all these medical systems and nursing homes and everything and what they're doing to people and the amount of people dying within these systems, how else would you look at it? And this is the thing that we've always talked about on this podcast, even back to tribal systems throughout history that were meeting with some forms of entities and doing and suddenly participating in blood ritual sacrifices to these gods. Well, who were the gods? Who were they sacrificing? Who were they chopping off heads for? You know? So there's something there behind the mirror of time that is demanding blood and fear. And we know this. We know this. This is very, very obvious to us now. And I look at modern hospitals and what they're doing, you know, and I think that this is a perfect killer system, you know, that just slips under the radar right throughout time and that people put their trust in, and it's just a killing machine. You know, it's a killing machine. And if you look at the abortion industry and you look at how sick it really has become, you know, where women are aborting children at almost full term. And I've seen those videos and they made me sick. I can't watch them. And I know it's an agenda-driven thing, and I know there's a lot of confusion here, but, you know, when a woman goes in and wants an abortion nearly at full term, that is fucking satanic to me. It is absolutely disgusting. And there could be a lot of reasons behind that, mental issues and all sorts of things, you know, and there could be any number of reasons, but you know, this is the hard thing, you know, and this is what my friend got so angry about. He believes that it's a woman's body and it's her choice. Well, it's also her choice to make sure the guy wears a condom and to make sure she's protected. And I understand that's not always going to be foolproof, but you know, he's going on about her choice and everything. And, you know, I that's where it gets really difficult, and I get it, you know, it's her body, it's her mind, it's her soul, it's her choice, you know, but what do you do in this situation? And this is, as I said, this is such a pulverizing situation. It just pulverizes, it just breaks everything into pieces, and everybody bickers and argues about it. At the end of the day, it's a massive distraction. And look at the placement. Have a look at what these demons have done this year after injecting everybody with this stuff. And what I just said. And what they've done to people in the last 2 years. You know, they tricked everybody to taking this bait, this poison, whatever the fuck this shit is, and this goes far, far deeper. As I've read out on previous podcasts, it does go to the soul. This technology is far beyond what we could ever imagine that was just injected into people, man. This is a much deeper rabbit hole than we could ever comprehend. And this is scary shit, man, what people have allowed to be injected into their bodies. And look at what they've done this year. Look at the distractions. The war with China and the constant threats with China, the false flag shootings, Putin, the war in Russia and Ukraine, the Ukrainian flag colors everywhere that you look, the psyops, the variants, the monkeypox. Now the abortion thing. You know, like, it's just, I knew that this is what was going to happen as they, you know, offered everybody's lives back after you've been injected with their shit, you know, with the poison. Now they're going to give you your life back, and now you can go back to your sporting events and your jobs and everything. We're going to give you your old life back. We held your old life hostage for a while until you did what we say and you took a bite of our poison apple. Now we're going to give you it back in bits and pieces, but we're also going to distract the hell out of you with all these events. It's all about fear, because that's what these fucking things feed on, fear. But why now? Why the abortion thing now? Why didn't they do it before COVID? Why didn't they do it during COVID? Why have they waited to do it now? Everything's a psyop. I was putting up a post today about the Australian cricket team in Sri Lanka, and it was all these articles coming out in the mainstream media with these pictures. And it's like, and they're saying these terrible images show the situation in Sri Lanka because they're going through all these problems, and there was all these empty gas canisters there in the background and everywhere, and they were talking about how they can't even fill up these gas canisters or whatever, you know, and the Australian cricket team are travelling around in their lap of luxury while the country falls to pieces, and they're highlighting supposedly in Sri Lanka the terrible problem, but in all these images the canisters were yellow and blue. And I'm like, why are these canisters in the article the same colours of the Ukrainian flag? So everything in the media is a psychological operation and a lie. It's all manufactured and manipulated. Everything that they say is a lie. We're living in the fucking Truman Show. This is a massive experiment. And I don't know what's going on in the US with this abortion law change. I don't know what they're doing behind this. I know Johnny Cerucci covered it a little bit. You know, in a way, I think it's a great thing that they stopped this terrible practice in that way. But in another way, I feel for, you know, women who might get pregnant because of terrible situations and things, you know. And I think that if you look at what's happening in modern schools and even primary schools and high schools, and with the sex and everything, it's just terrible. They're fucked up. The sex education is Pornhub. And what do you do when you've got young girls who are being pressured into having sex with all these boys who are addicted to porno, and they're getting pregnant, and maybe they don't have a good family life or anyone to turn to? And this is all I was saying to a friend, is that I think that this needs to be really tightened up. You know, they really need to tighten it up. And I think in extreme cases, all these kinds of cases, or cases of rape and things, that you know, they need to go through processes, and there needs to be education and very critical and real heartfelt support for these girls. And maybe if they're taken and they're supported and nurtured and discussions take place, maybe at the end of the day that they might decide to keep this little human being. I don't know. I understand there's always going to be circumstances earlier on, but, you know, how can you be pregnant right through almost a full term and then just don't want it anymore? This is fucking insane to me, and it's just evil. I don't understand. You know, I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but I had another discussion this where another friend didn't agree with me, you know, about when the soul comes into the body. Some people think that the soul comes into the body as soon as the pregnancy occurs. But other people say that the energy, the consciousness, the soul comes into the body around 4 months, and that, you know, after that period, you should not be aborting and pulling out this baby, because it's gruesome and brutal how they kill them. It's terrible. What do you guys think? You know, is the soul in place immediately, or does it come later? Let me know what you think in the comments. You know, I'm just trying to cover everything here. I think that it comes a little bit later, because, you know, we've talked about afterlife experiences, and there's been a lot of these children, they've talked to them, and they've said that they remember falling into the mum's fetus. You know, they remember kind of falling in, but I don't know if this is after or it's early. you know, as soon as that is, that sperm has gone in and that spark is made and that pregnancy is really happening, is the soul already in place? Is the key in the door? Or does it come later? Because if it comes around 4 months, then there should be a period where, yes, they might be able to access abortions, but then after, you have to have it. You know? But then, you know, how many problems do you have here, folks? Because then you've got these young women or women or whatever that don't want the child, and they're going to have it anyway because they can't, there's no abortion laws anymore, right? So they're going to have kids that they don't want. You know, and what is this going to create? But then on the other side of it, you're aborting a human being. I mean, what... Think about all the podcasts that we've done, how you have an afterlife experience and then you choose your parents and you choose that you're going to come back into this earth realm. And you come back as a soul and you come back and they just abort you. You know, I mean, there's so much at play here, and I think it's just all about our understanding. We just don't understand. I think we're fucked. I really do. I think humans have just lost their way. And I want to fix it, but I don't know how, because it's just so overwhelming. And it's crushing. It makes me want to be sick, because we've lost our way. We've lost our way. If you look at nature, it's just amazing. You know, I was looking at a video today of an Australian bird of paradise. Have you seen these things? They exist in Australia and Papua New Guinea. It's a Victorian kind of bird of paradise. And the male in the forest canopy, he's got this beautiful blue. And to attract a mate. And the female watches. And he does this whole display and dancing. It's almost like ballet. That's what it looks like, ballet. And there's this bird of paradise. He does this shifting and switching and dancing. And the female will come flutter down and kind of have a little bit of a look. And then she's not sure and she'll go away. And other males are around and he really wants to impress. So he'll step up his show. And he gets on his tippy toes and he does this. This display, and then they mate, you know, and it's like to have a family it's like this inbuilt need, it's like this beauty, and it's what we just fucking don't get it. That's the thing, we can't learn from nature. The answers are all around us. The beauty is there, and we humans just don't fucking get it. And everything's so confusing and complicated now. And so going over an issue like this is just super complicated. And so I had to smooth it over with my friend, because I just stated some issues. Because, you know, I always try to strike a balance, and I just think there should be balance here. And he doesn't care. He's like, if a woman is full term, and I'm talking days away from giving birth, and that baby's about to come out, and she just says, you know what, I don't want it. Go in there and just pull the thing out and kill it. He thinks that that is okay, because that's her body and her decision. And I just think that that's evil. I just think it's a horrible thing to happen. I don't even want to think about that. It's just terrifying. It's terrible. You know, but look at this in America too, as a voting thing as well. I mean, this is the heartland of America. This is middle of America, and you know, this is Christian, traditional Christian family values, you know, and this is going to mean a lot to those folks. And I completely understand that. So it's a really pulverizing issue. And it's like, how do you even get the discussion going on it? Because at one point I've got even a friend just violently getting so angry about this. Like these people are. I just feel like this whole thing has been feeding this devil there, you know? And it's a way through the hospital system to just feed it these living humans, in women, and they just feed on it. And now that that has been potentially taken away, that food source, you're going to see these violent entities getting really crazy. Tell me if I'm wrong, folks. Tell me. I want the folks who listen to these podcasts who are members to fucking tell me. Am I wrong? What do you think? Let me know in the podcast description. Leave a comment. Or get in the chat room and let me know what you think about this issue. Or you just don't think it's important at all. I don't know. I just think it's really crazy timing, and I think all you guys would agree with that. It's really crazy timing, isn't it? You know, and I think that the creatures behind this know that it's such a divisive and explosive issue that it's going to make us all fight each other. And at the end of the day, the creatures that are running this planet, they don't care about any of it because they're numb to human emotions or care. They don't have any feelings. They're cold-blooded, parasitic, you know. So this thing doesn't care. It's just to keep us all fighting and hating each other. You know, when all of this shouldn't be happening in the first place because we should be in charge. And we're not on the right path. That's just what I feel, folks. We're not on the right path and this isn't working. And that's why this is all going on. I'll ask my guests about it. You know, and I'll continue if you guys want to and let us know, but it's really a crazy issue, isn't it? You know? At one point, I think it's the right decision in the US, but then I think they're just doing it for leverage, you know, to create chaos. Can you understand the confusion? But boy, the crazies are out. It's like these fucking wackos. These climate fucking banana idiots, they're paid morons, right? They're paid by the government and these climate agencies that got through these teal people in the last elections. They pay them. So there's all these groups of climate activists blocking the Sydney Harbour Tunnel and blocking the main thoroughfare roads during peak hour traffic in Sydney. They're blocking them, and people are, I think they should run them over or get out of their cars and punch them in the face because they're fucking losers. But, you know, they just got their wet dream election in Australia. I mean, this is the worst possible outcome for us because this aligns us to the United Nations Agenda 2030, which is all about the climate now. You know? And so these fucking stupid idiots, they got what they wanted with the current elections. They've put us all on the back foot. So why are they out there blocking the roads for? What more do these fucking stupid pumpkin head morons want? You know? They just got their dream election. What do they want? Why are they blocking the tunnels and the roads in Sydney? What do these people want? So they're paid. They're paid. They're paid to do that. They're given money to do that. And so people, if I would say to any listeners, if you're in Sydney or anywhere in this country and you see these climate activists on the road blocking them, run them over. And if you don't want to run them over, do what they do overseas. Get out of your car, get them by the back of their head or in their neck in a headlock and drag them and throw them on the side of the road and break their sign and throw it in the bin because they're just fucking idiots. They're just fucking idiots, and they're here to cause chaos and division and to keep everybody's attention, you know, switched away from what's really going on here. More fear in the mainstream media news today from the biggest papers in the country. They're saying that Australians are now being warned to prepare for food supply crisis that could cause even more empty shelves at supermarkets. See the fear game? And this has been going up on all our channels as well, and people have been talking about it. And I think there's another article here. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was from Europe anyway, I think, Holland. They're starting to shut down dairy and meat farms, you know, to cut their carbon footprint. So all the farmers on their tractors are going out and, of course, protesting. because they're pissed off and they have a right to be. Because this is all manufactured. So now they're saying suddenly now, for no reason, that Australians should be warned to prepare for food supply crisis. And the supermarket shelves are going to be empty. That's what they're telling us. Hang on. Because you know what? I covered this a million times. And last year, when they were locking us down and everyone was worried about food shortages and they weren't going to get their share, the people behind all of this came out on all the mainstream media channels and newspapers in this country, and I heard them on the radio as well, and they strictly informed everybody in this country, do not worry about it. Australia produces 3 to 4 times more food than what we even need. So there will never be a shortage. Don't worry about it. There's plenty of food. We have so much food, there is not going to be a shortage. So don't worry. Now, barely a few months later, suddenly there's a massive food supply shortage, and now they're telling us that all the shelves are going to be empty. So this is all about fear and control. It's all bullshit. It's manufactured. And hopefully what we need is all the farmers all around the country and the world to link hands and fight back here with us as well and say that this is bullshit. We're growing food. It's not actually happening. It's all fake and manufactured. And if anything, it's the criminal supermarkets, especially Coles and Woolworths in Australia. And this is because they have such a monopoly and there's no other places for us to go because they control everything, and that's what's bad. They're jacking up their prices because they're taking advantage of this fake news, and they're using the public in this way, and that's why we need to really boycott these fucking mongrels, because that's what they're doing. And they're also, through Coles and stuff, they're forcing their workers to keep getting these jabs, and we keep going in and giving them our money and buying their rubbish. It's absolutely unbelievable. And we're hearing more news as well that Coles and Woolworths in Australia are fucking our farmers badly, very, very badly, screwing them, ruining their lives, shortchanging them. And Australian people just keep flocking to the supermarkets when we should be going to farmers, and we should be creating markets, and we should be supporting them, not these fucking criminal cunts, because that's what they are. And as long as there's supermarkets, we're just going to be stuffed. We really are. We've got to stop supporting these fucking criminals. They're absolutely terrible, and they do not belong here. That's 100%. And we need to go back to more whole food markets where farmers actually have their own supermarkets or markets, you know what I mean? Like big fruit places type things. That's what we need to get rid of supermarkets, and we need to have whole food markets, which is fresh every day. And so you go in there and you get your bread, your milk, your butter and everything, your eggs, mangoes, things like that for the home, you know, and you can get other things as well. You know, we got to take out these supermarkets. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's really crazy to me because all these terrible chains like Bunnings and Kmart that just sells all this plastic fucking shit from China. They're using facial recognition now on their customers. So when you're walking in their stores, they're scanning your face, folks, in Australia, and you don't even know that it's happening, and your babies and your children. And you have a look at this shit in Kmart. You'll go to buy a t-shirt and you'll pick it up in the store and it looks fantastic. And you're like, this looks good, you know. You get it home and you wash it, you wear it and you wash it, and it's a piece of shit. It's a piece of shit. You know, you one wash and it's just half the size and it's faded. Right? So this shit that they get in from China, possibly using our cotton. So they're using us to grow this stuff, then they're sending it to China and they're making shit, and then they're sending it back to us. And stupid Australians, they're going into these places like Kmart and they're saying, this is great, look at this, it's $2. And you go past those Kmart stores and the lines, you can't see the end of them. these stupid, dim-witted Aussies, right? Most of them on the dole, buying this fucking crap and supporting our downfall and the destruction of our farming industry. And they don't fucking get it. You know? Honestly, Big W, Kmart, all this shit that they sell, it just falls to pieces. All their fake stuff is just rubbish. Why do we keep supporting this stuff? You know? Every week, once a week, here, around this area, or a couple of times a week, there are markets. Big markets where they sell all their produce. You know? It's all you need to get. Every week, and you just go and you get what's in season. It's crazy we're buying too much. And so, so have a look at this. And I'm not going to read through any of this because I have to go, and this gives me a headache. But this is all to do with the yellow and blue Ukraine. This is the PSYOP, the color, the trigger warning, the wording, the PSYOP, the color. The watch. I'm putting you under mind control now. Australia and the Asia-Pacific region have been described as a disaster alley for climate change. Hang on, wasn't this about supermarket shelves being empty? Hang on, what's going on here? They're changing. This is in the first piece of the article. So Ukraine, climate change. Climate change. But hang on, this is about Aussie shoppers not being able to get anything at the supermarket because the supermarket shelves are empty. Then I read this is from Daily Mail. Then I read the first two sentences. Ukraine, climate change. Be prepared for the crisis. And have a look at this, folks. The Australian Security Leaders Climate Group. Can you believe it? Can I ask any of the listeners in Australia, have you ever heard of the Australian Security Leaders Climate Group? Let me know if you have, because I fucking haven't. Who the hell are the Australian Security Leaders Climate Group? Don't worry, because they're predicting global warming will cause crop production to decline by 2040 and compromise the water supply. The grim predictions have prompted former military leaders to urge all of Australia to prepare for big consequences to the food supply. So it's coming, folks. This is the next part of their plans. Fires started it. Yeah, fires started it, didn't it? The fires. That was the initial warning. The virus. The flood. Now the food. The crops. It's all biblical. It's incredible. They're telling us the effects of extreme heat waves and sea level rises causing all of this. I'm freezing my ass off. Most of Australia is right now. It's freezing. And there's no sea level rise whatsoever anywhere that I can see. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because the dailymail.uk tell you that this is true. And former Australian Defence Force Chief Chris Barry says that this is true. See, they're creating it. They're burning it all down. Isn't it unbelievable? And people don't get it. They're withholding it. So here we go, folks. What did I say? What did I say? The next 3 years are going to be extreme. Put your seatbelt on. Buckle up. Get ready. Get ready, folks. This is going to be the craziest times of our lives. It's coming. You know, if we can survive this, we can survive anything. Look at this. This imposter, this disgusting little shit, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. You've got to be kidding me. Boy, we live in a comedy, man. We live in a cartoon. He's saying climate change will be a key theme for the next budget and the next few years. He has pledged to launch a climate security threat assessment to examine how climate change will impact food, water, and supply chains. Well, climate change isn't real, and you're the ones who are impacting our food, water, and supply chains because it's all been done by design, and you're doing it. It's all on purpose with intent. And stupid people, they just can't see the bigger picture and what's going on here. They can't see it. Fucking hell, I'm going to have to break this into tomorrow night. There's no way I can finish all this. There's just no way. I don't even know if I can get this up tonight. I'll try, folks. I'm very, very tired. Let me save those for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. Probably about 13 articles I found interesting. Let me save this for tomorrow night. And I will do that. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow night, folks. Please take care. Contact me anytime. Let us know what you think. Any thoughts, links, opinions, agree, disagree, let us know. Put it up there. Get on Telegram, get in the Crasfiles chat. Chat on the podcast, all links going up, any articles going up on the websites, because it gets approved and the public can read those comments to the articles. It's very interactive, the website, you know. It's not just the members chat, but all the articles that go up on the website or podcast, when you comment to them, they get displayed on the front website. The front page, you know, of the website, to the public, so people can click on your comment and read it. Create a little blog there. Put your thoughts, passions, everything in there. We want to hear it. Let us know. So much going on. Chat again tomorrow night. Take care, folks.